بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله، ومن يشكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه، ومن كفر فإن الله غني حميد.
Verse number 12. Verily, I granted Luqman the understanding of religion and correctness in matters, and I told him, O Luqman, be grateful to your Lord for the blessings of being able to obey him he has bestowed upon you. Whoever is grateful to his Lord, his gratefulness benefits only himself, for Allah is not dependent upon it. And whoever rejects his blessings, the harm of his rejection afflicts him alone, for his rejection does not hurt Allah in the slightest. Indeed, Allah is totally independent of his creation and praiseworthy in every condition.
وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Verse number 13. O Messenger, remember when Luqman said to his son, encouraging him to do good and warning him from evil, O my son, do not worship any of the creation along with Allah. Indeed, the worship of a deity besides Allah is a grave injustice on the self and is a cause for permanently staying in the hellfire.
وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ
Verse number 14. And I commanded the human to obey his parents and do good towards them in matters that do not lead to the disobedience of Allah. His mother carried him in her womb, having to face difficulty upon difficulty, weaning him off breastfeeding within 2 years. I told him, be grateful to Allah for every blessing he has bestowed upon you. Then be grateful to your parents for their care and upbringing of you. To me alone is your return, upon which I shall requite each person as he deserves.
وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فلا تطعهما وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفا واتبع سبيل من أناب إلي ثم إلي مرجعكم فأنبئكم بما كنتم تعملون.
Verse number 15. And even if your parents strive to incite you upon ascribing partners to Allah, according to their ignorant, arbitrary understanding, like what the mother of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas did to him, then do not obey them in that, because there is no obedience to the creation in the disobedience to the Creator. Rather, live with them in the world with goodness, maintaining ties and friendship. And follow the path of those who proclaim my oneness repeatedly and obey me. To me alone is your return on the Day of Judgment, so that I may tell you of the actions you used to do in the world and requite you for them.
Ya bunayya innaha intaku mithqala habbatin min khardalin fatakun fi sakhratin aw fi as-samawati aw fi al-ardi ya'ti biha Allah inna Allah latifun khabir.
Verse number 16. O my son, indeed, evil and good, no matter how small, even the equal of the weight of the mustard seed, and are in the middle of a rock, so no one is aware, or in any place in the heavens or earth, Allah will indeed bring them on the Day of Judgment and requite the servant for them. Allah is the most subtle, whose knowledge encompasses all secret and hidden matters. He is kind to His servants and aware of everything.
يا بني أقم الصلاة وأمر بالمعروف وانه عن المنكر واصبر على ما أصابك إن ذلك من عزم الأمور.
Verse number 17. O my son, establish the prayer by performing it to perfection, enjoin good and forbid evil, and bear patience upon whatever adversity you face in the process. Indeed, my instructions to you are from those that Allah has decided you should do, so you have no choice in doing or not doing them.
ولا تصعر خدك للناس ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور.
Verse number 18. Do not turn your face away from the people in arrogance, and do not walk over the earth haughty and proud. Indeed, Allah does not love any of those who are haughty in their manner of walking, or arrogant in whatever blessings they are granted and ungrateful for. Rather, He hates them.
وَقُصِدْ فِي مَشْيِكَ وَاغْضُضْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ.
Verse number 19. Be moderate in your manner of walking, between hastiness and lethargy, displaying dignity, and lower your voice. Do not raise it such that it causes inconvenience. Indeed, the most hideous of sounds is that of the donkey because of them being loud. Beneficial points. 1. The benefit of obedience and harm of sin returns to affect the servant. 2. It is obligatory to take care of children by educating them and bringing them up well. 3. Be obedient to parents, especially the mother. 4. There is no obedience to the creation in the disobedience to the Creator. 5. The accounting on the Day of Judgment will be meticulous. 6. Islamic governance, on etiquettes, covers both the individual and social spheres.
أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُم مَّا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَلَا هُدًى وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ.
Verse number 20. O people, do you not see and witness that Allah has made it easy for you to take benefit from the whatever is in the heavens, the sun, moon, and stars, and has also made it easy for you to take benefit from the livestock, trees, and plants on the earth? He has also perfected His blessings for you, which are clear to the eyes, beautiful appearances and delightful scenes, and those that are hidden from sight, i.e., intelligence and knowledge. Despite all these blessings, there are some people who dispute in the oneness of Allah without having any knowledge, based on revelation from Allah, or insightful intelligence, nor a clear book revealed from Allah.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُ مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ يَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ.
Verse number 21. If it is said to these disputers, regarding the oneness of Allah, follow the revelation Allah has revealed to His Messenger, they say, I will not follow it. Rather, I will follow in the worship of idols that I found our forefathers doing. Will they follow their forefathers, even though Satan is the one calling them towards deviance, by inviting them to worship idols, that will lead them to the punishment of a blazing fire on the day of judgment?
وَمَن يُسْلِمْ وَجْهَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى وَإِلَى اللَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ.
Verse number 22. Whoever turns to Allah, sincerely devoting worship to Him and doing good deeds, he has held onto the firmest of things. Those who hope for salvation can hold onto. He will not fear whatever he has held on to being cut off. And to Allah alone, return all affairs. He will requite each person as they deserve.
وَمَن كَفَرَ فَلَا يَحْزُنكَ كُفْرُهُ إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُهُمْ فَنُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ.
Verse number 23. O Messenger, whoever disbelieves in Allah, let not their disbelief grieve you. To me alone, they will return on the Day of Judgment. I will inform them of the evils they committed in the world and requite them for them. Indeed, Allah knows what is in the hearts. Nothing is hidden from Him.
نُمَتِّعُهُمْ قَلِيلًا ثُمَّ نَضْطَرُّهُمْ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ غَلِيظٍ.
Verse number 24. I will let them enjoy whatever delicacies I have given them in the world for a short while, then compel them to a severe punishment on the Day of Judgment, the punishment of the hellfire.
وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
Verse number 25. O Messenger, if you ask these idolaters, who created the heavens and who created the earth, they will say, Allah created them. So say to them, all praise is for Allah, who has made the evidence against you clear. However, the majority of them do not know who deserves all praise because of their ignorance.
لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ.
Verse number 26. To Allah alone belongs everything that is in the heavens and the earth, in terms of being His creation, under His ownership, and decree. Allah is self-sufficient, not in need of His creation, praiseworthy in this world and the hereafter.
وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٌ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبَعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ.
Verse number 27. If all the trees on earth were to be cut and made into pens, and the seas multiplied by seven and turned into ink, the words of Allah would not finish due to their being infinite. Indeed, Allah is the Almighty, whom none can overcome, the wise in His creation and decree.
ما خلقكم ولا بعثكم إلا كنفس واحدة إن الله سميع بصير.
Verse number 28. O people, your creation and your resurrection for accountability and requital on the Day of Judgment is as easy as creating and resurrecting just one soul. Indeed, Allah hears everything. Hearing one sound does not preoccupy Him from hearing another. He also sees everything, Seeing one thing does not preoccupy him from hearing another either. And likewise, creating something and resurrecting it does not preoccupy him from creating and resurrecting another. Beneficial points. 1. The blessings of Allah are a means to show gratitude and bringing faith in Him, not a means to disbelief. 2. Blind following is dangerous, especially in matters of belief. 3. Submitting to Allah in obedience and doing good deeds for His pleasure is very important. 4. The words of Allah never finish. 5. Allah is capable of creating and resurrecting people.